بسم الله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this session of Keto Village. First of all, I would like here to inform everybody about the changes due to that Sheikh Ibrahim Ruhaili Hafidhahullah Ta'ala has a class after Isha in the Masjid al-Nabawi. I decided to attend, which is going to be right after the Dars of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Haddad, inshallah. So inshallah ta'ala, as we all know that the one who can give knowledge is definitely need to take knowledge too. And I myself took this decision to attend inshallah ta'ala a couple of gurus, one after Fajr to Sheikh Saleh Al-Ubud, the former president of the Islamic University in Medina, and that is in Tafsir al-Kathir, and then after Asr, and that is in Aqidah for Sheikh Abdul Razak Al-Abbad, and after Maghrib for his father Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Sahih Bukhari, and then after Isha Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Ruhaili on Riyad Al-Salihin. And all these doors are in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And as I move to Medina, the intention is to collect more knowledge from inside the Masjid al-Nabawi the way it used to be during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, and not to let this chance go from me. Allah knows best what can happen sometime later. Therefore, I apologize for keep changing my timing, but as long as there are jurus for Ahl al-Ilm, I would prefer to attend and add more knowledge in order to benefit you after I benefit myself. So just for that, I wanted to draw your attention. Allahu A'lam. And therefore, the class is going to be, and the schedule of the classes, all the classes are going to start at 11. And we are going to have Saturdays for Keto Knowledge. Mondays and Tuesdays, we're going to have Sunan Nasa'i. And then we have Friday, as I remember, let me just check please. Schedule. I think it is Friday we're going to have Zad al-Ma'ad. So, yani, inshallah, basically it's going to be like that. And if there is any changes, I'll let you know sometime earlier. And inshallah, there will be no changes unless if some, yani, circumstances took place. Otherwise, I will inshallah continue the way we just suggested, that it's going to begin at 11 instead of 10 on all days, and inshallah ta'ala we're going to continue with the key to knowledge. May Allah ta'ala bless us with that. Let me just open the I will send the file before the file is open. I need to continue on the docs inshallah. Hi. Today we are going to have or going to talk about something related to the pillar of faith, believing in the last day or the other day. And that is believing in the resurrection. Believing in the resurrection. And we all know that some of the kuffar, they don't believe in the resurrection, as Allah Ta'ala refuted them and he's saying subhanahu wa ta'ala زعم الذين كفروا ألا يحشروا فزعم الذين كفروا ألا يبعثوا عاد سورة التغابن وسورة التغابن آية 7 الله تعالى السيد زعم الذين كفروا ألا يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتردن إلى ثم يتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير. The disbelievers pretend that they will never be resurrected. Say, O Muhammad, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected when you will be informed of what you did, and that is easy for Allah. So Allah Ta'ala told us about some people who deny the resurrection or deny the resurrection. And the resurrection here means to bring back everyone who passed away, who died, and to bring back people not to be in the same process of life of this worldly life. And as I said before, there are four types of lives. We have one life which you have no any obligations and there will be no any questioning regard. And that is the life in the world. And you don't have the feeling of happiness or sadness. You don't have the feeling of happiness or sadness in that place, in that life. And that life's length is only 9 months in most occasions. And then you come to the next life, which is the worldly life which we are living today. And if you notice that the beginning and end, the beginning for all cases and the end for many cases, the person is out of account of counting the sins or of punishment or of recognition, because in the beginning he was still under the age of maturity where he can be commanded and punished for this or based on this command. At the end of the person's life, at the end of the person's life, many people return back to their childhood, meaning that they return back to not to know nothing, not to know nothing. By losing their consciousness. But in between this, and between this, they are commanded to do certain obligations, certain actions, and to avoid certain actions and sayings. And in the second life, or the third life, say, which is the, which we called it sometime earlier, al-barzakh, the life of the grave. Again, to where you have no choice, to where it's only limited space, to where it is only dark. Like the life of worm. The only difference is, in the life of worm, you have no sadness, no happiness. But in this life, the barzakh, you will either be a person of happiness or a person of sadness. You will either be in the pleasure or under punishment. And that is based on what you used to believe and what you used to do in this worldly life. And the fourth life is what we are talking about today, the back, the resurrection, bringing you back out of the soil, out of the land, as you were created first time. You grow up exactly like a plant, growing by the edge of the trench of the flood. There are many plants grow fast at the edge of the flood because they have, they receive a lot of their required amount of water and minerals. So they grow quick, they grow fast. Likewise, mankind is going to grow fast on the day of resurrection, from a remaining small bone at the bottom of the back, at the lower part of the back. This will destroy, and it is very small, so it is going to be held somewhere in the grave, in the soil, and Allah Ta'ala will send the rain in the end of life, and this rain will make human grow like, exactly like plants grow today. And it's called Ubud-Zanab, this small part, small bone, called Ubud-Zanab. And that is, they grow the way they used to be when they died, I mean, same size. But even those who were at the end of their lives suffering of Alzheimer or whatsoever made them to lose their their the synagogues are praying on. They'll come back to life as they were created first. As they were created first. Meaning, they can see everything is done in front of their eyes, before their eyes. Some of the kuffar said, as Allah Ta'ala told us in Surah Yasin, that they said, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. الله تعالى said that these kuffar have said, and He, Allah, puts forth for us a parable and forgets His own creation. He, Allah Ta'ala, says, who will give life to these bones? For they said, who will give life to these bones? Sorry, وَغَرَبَ لَنَا, meaning the kafir person, the kafir person, the disbeliever, puts forth for us, meaning for Allah Ta'ala, a parable. Parable. This parable is going to be mentioned in a while. And he forgets, meaning this disbeliever forgets, His own creation, how He was created. He says, this disbeliever says, who will give life to those bones after they are rooted and have become dust? Allah Ta'ala responded to that saying to the Prophet ﷺ, قُلْ يَحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, O Muhammad, He, meaning Allah Ta'ala, will give life to them who created them for the first time. And He is all knower of every creation. And then Allah Ta'ala said, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ. He, Allah, who produces for you fire out of the green trees, when behold you kindle therewith. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَى وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Isn't He who created the heavens and the earth able to create like of them? Yes, indeed. The like of them, meaning the like of mankind. Yes, indeed. He is the all-knowing, supreme creator. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That is His command. When He intends or He wills a thing, if only that He says to it, be, and it is. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدْهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تَرْجَعُونَ. So glorified is He, and exalted above all that they associate with Him, and in whose hand is the dominion of all things, and to Him you shall be returned. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Qaf, Qaf, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ فقالوا منهم فقالوا الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم بأمر مريض أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بعيد تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نظيف رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج الله تعالى سيد قال and you know that Qaf is one of the letters that some surahs began with. Allah knows their meanings, but they are from what the Quran is made of, the letters of the Arabic language. Qaf, by the glorious Quran. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب they wonder that there has come to them a warner from amongst themselves from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم so the disbelievers say this is a strange thing أئذا مثلنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد when we are this and have become dust. Should we be invited? That is a far return. That's what the Kuffar said. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ عَلِمَّ مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَكِيمٌ We know, we knew that which the ear takes of them their dead bodies. And with us is a book preserved, meaning the book of the decree. بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهو بأمر مريض. Nay, but they have denied the truth when it has came to them, when it has come to them, that is the Quran. So they are in a confused state, cannot differentiate between the wrong. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ Have they not looked at the heavens above them? How we have made them, how we have made it and adorned it and there are no rests in it. بل أرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بعيد and the earth we have spread it out and set their own mountains standing firm and have produced their own every kind of lovely groves plants فبصيرت وذكرى لكل عبد منيب and insight and a reminder for every slave who turns to Allah and repentance ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد and we send down breath water rain from the sky then we produce there were gardens and grain that are reaped والنخل باسقات لها طلع نظيف and tall palms with wine collectors. رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتة كذلك الخروج. If the vision for Allah says and we give livelihood to a dead land, thus we will be the resurrection of the dead, of the dead bodies. That's how Allah Ta'ala returns these dead and deceased bodies back to life. And as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, as Allah ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah about the disbelievers, among the disbelievers, that they said, what Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said then, قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. And this used to say, will we die and become dust and bones? Shall we then indeed be resurrected? And also our forefathers? Say, O Muhammad, yes, verily, those of all and those of later times, all will surely be gathered together for appointed meeting of a known day. Then, moreover, verily you the erring ones, the deniers of resurrection, you barely will eat of the trees of the womb. So they are all going to be gathered on that day. That is the meaning of resurrection. And that is how Allah Ta'ala resurrects people, resurrects creation. And in the hadith, of حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه, حذيفة بن اليمان, which is reported by Imam Bukhari in his book الصحيح, that he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن رجلا حضره الموت, Imam from those who were before you, death approached him, لما أيس من الحياة أوصى له, when he had no more hopes to remain alive, he asked his family to do something for him. إذا مت فاجمعوا لي حطبا كثيرا ثم أوروا نارا حتى إذا أكلت لحمي وخلصت إلى عظمي فخذوها فاطحنوها فضعوني في اليم في يوم حار أو راح في يوم حار أو راح. فجمعه الله فقال لما فعلت؟ قال خشيتك فغفر له. In this hadith, the Prophet said about that man that he told his family, when I die, bring a lot of wood stick and burn it, and then throw me in it until you see that the fire has removed all of my skin and flesh and remained only bones. Then take my bones and grind it and then throw throw it in the sea in a very hot day or a windy day. Allah Ta'ala then gathered him and made him to stand before him. And then Allah Ta'ala asked him, why did you do that? He, the man, said, fearing you, O Allah. So Allah Ta'ala forgave him for fearing him. The importance or the reason why I mentioned this hadith here is that Allah Ta'ala resurrected him back again after he was burnt and his body was slashed and grinded and thrown on the sea in a very windy day. So the resurrection is a film in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 47, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَازِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And we gathered them, missing no one, no single one of them. And then Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 48, Allah Ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. And on that day, when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens, and then all creatures will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. And as in the hadith, as read upon from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that I hear the Surah Al-Sulim said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتٍ حُرَاتٍ غُرْلًا. All people, all mankind will be gathered in the day of resurrection, حُفَاء, meaning barefoot, having no any shoes to wear, hurrah, naked, having no clothes to wear, wurla, meaning uncircumcised. Even those who were circumcised in this world, they will come like they were created first of all, uncircumcised. And that day the resurrection will be only for two groups, one group which are going to the Jannah and one group which is going to the fire. Those who are going to the Jannah, they are going, and even in the Quran it is not said, it is said that they are gathered in a group moved towards Ar-Rahman, as in Surah Maryam, Ayah 85. الله تعالى السيف يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا. The day we shall gather the متقين, the pious ones, to the most gracious Allah, Al-Rahman, like a delegation presented before a king for honor. That is for the believers, but the disbelievers, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَرْدًا. And we shall drive the مجرمين, the politics, sinners, criminals, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, and we shall drive the مجرمين to hell in a thirst state. In a thirsty state, like a thirsty herd driven down to water. لا يملكون الشفاعة. إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. نبشر عام. The power of intercession, but such a one as his as عام. Receive permission or promise from the most gracious Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala. So this is the way that people are going to be resurrected. On that day, the Prophet ﷺ will have a lake, which he ﷺ described. As in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said إن قدر يسدد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن قدر حوضي كما بين أيدة إلى صنعاء من اليمن وإن فيه من الأباريق كعدد نجوم السماء. Verily the size of the lake of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is like the distance between Ayla in Palestine and صنعاء, the capital of Yemen. And it has of the cups the number of the stars on the in the heavens. And is in the hadith also agreed upon on the third of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله تعالى عنهما, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حوضي مسيرة الشهر وزواياه سواء ماءه أبيض من اللبن وريحه أطيب من المسك وكيزانه كنجوم السماء من يشرب منها فلا يظمأ أبدا. Isa Salam said that my lake, to be cut, you need to walk for a continuous month, day and night, with no stop. And the angles of it are all equal. And the wall of it is as wide as the milk. And the smell of it is even better than the smell of the musk. And the cups of it is like the number of the stars in the heavens. Whoever drinks from it would never ever feel thirsty. And this lake will have the water from the river that is given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone in the Jannah called Al-Kawthar. And there in that day there will be the scale which will measure all the deeds of mankind, as Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 47. ونضع الموازين ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. And we shall set up him, and we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection. Then none will be dealt with unjustly and anything. And if there be the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it. And sufficient are we to take account. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qari'ah, Ayah 6 to 9, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ هَاوِيَةٌ. Now Alhamdulillah. And for the one whose scales of balance will be heavy, then he is going to be in a blessed life. But for the one whose scales, whose balance will be empty and light, then his mother is called Hawiya, meaning the Jahannam, which the depth of it is too deep. As in the proof of the Mizan or the balance, is that Imam Bukhari and Muslim reported on the throat of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words most beloved to Ar-Rahman, the gracious. Light on the tongue to be saved, heavy on the scale of balance to be weighed. And these two words are Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. On that day, everything is going to be weighed. The deeds, actions, sayings, done or abandoned, and even the bodies of people, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 105, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. We're not going to have any way for them, meaning their bodies. They're not considered to be in ways. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, أسأل عبد الله بن مسعود which is reported by Imam Ahmed and authenticated by Al-Hakim and agreed upon that by Al-Dhahabi, that Ibn Mas'ud climbed the tree and the other companions saw how thin his shins were to notice that the wind blown it, yani swing him and the companion of the Sahaba laughed at that. So Rasulullah said, what fear you now? They said, oh Rasulullah, from the thinness of the shins of Ibn Mas'ud. He then said, by the one on my shoulder in his hand, they are heavier on the balance and the direction, heavier than the mountain of Uhud. Heavier than the mountain of Uhud. So these are all the things which are going to be on the day of resurrection, and inshallah ta'ala we talk about some other things which are going to also be seen and exist on the day of resurrection: the life of the intercession, the path, the paradise and fire, on our next talk inshallah next Saturday. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى وصحبه. And now you have about 10 minutes. So if you have any question, you please. Was it type 1? I'm proud to talk, raise your hand, please. Okay, in fact, we have already Ummi Layla. Please add me the lover. Abu Abdullah, go ahead. I wish you guys remember some of these proofs and evidences that we brought. So inshallah on the things you might need to put some of these proofs and evidences. Abu Abdullah says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The reason of behind from the poor. Count one. 1 second. Yeah, it says, can one do it before he comes up, rising from the floor? No, it's when you rise up, it's not before you rise up. Yeah, it's not in the core position in bowing when your back is bent, then you raise your hand. No, when you stand up, as in the hadith, فإذا رفع and if he raised up, not before that, Allah. Layla says, can you verify that recently you said that the prayer column of the kuffar could not be used for our children, considering that they contain much shirk in them? What do you mean by verify? You are saying, you are verifying it. If it contains shirk, then how could it be good for your children? What Rasulullah SAW told the children, what did he say to Abdullah ibn Abbas when he was riding behind him on his camel or donkey, and he said to him, oh Lord, I'm teaching you words. Keep Allah in mind. Allah will keep you protected. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله يجد تجاهك. Keep Allah in mind, you find him wherever you need him. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you ask, only ask Allah. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And if you seek any help, just seek it from Allah. واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. And know that if the whole mankind gather together to benefit you of something, they would not be able to benefit you except with something that Allah Ta'ala has written for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْغُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَبْغُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And know that if they all gather together to harm you with anything, they won't be able to harm you except with something that Allah Ta'ala has written for you to be harmed with. زكت الأقلام رفعت الأقلام وزكت الصحف. Pains will be raised and books will dry. Behind me. So now the Prophet is teaching the child. And when Ma'ar ibn Hakam came to Rasulullah and he said that I have a young female slave that I sent with my sheep to the grass. And as a shiver, I wondered that the world might grab one, might hunt one. And in one day, she came to me and said that the world took one. So I was angry like every mankind, and I slapped her on her cheek, on her face. And now I feel sorry, I want to give her a feeding. That's why I said to him, bring her to me. When she came, Prophet ﷺ asked her, where is Allah? She said, on the heavens. And she pointed to the highest. And he said, who am I? She said, you are Rasulullah. He then turned to Mu'awiyah ibn Hakam and said to him, give her freedom, she's a believer. So Rasulullah ﷺ taught the children the proper belief and protected them from the false belief. And Allah Ta'ala in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where the first command came in ayat 21 to 24, Ya ayyuha an-nas, to the end of the ayat. At the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, Qu anfusakum wa ahliikum nara wa qudu an-nas al-hijara, u'iddat lil-kafirin. Protect yourselves and your families, fire, that the fuel of it is mankind and wax, prepare for the disbelievers. So Allah Ta'ala is commanding you to for a particular family, which the children are part of them, and they're asking me what is the verify, or can I verify? I say that this is not a proper thing to do, as the kuffar curriculum contains not lot as you say, but even very little, very some, you are not allowed to let them learn this curriculum. What about even as you said, it's much? And I'm wondering how such a question be raised. First of all, in the logic that a Muslim can ask, can I teach my children the shirk? That is not correct. So, I was asked this question, I remember I was asked this question a couple of days ago. I was asked whether they take me to schools which use the curriculum of the kuffar, which contains lots of shirk, or to building Muslim schools, which might have some kind of mistakes. And I said, no, it is there to take them to Muslim schools, even if they are Muslims, but they are still Muslims. You can forgive them. And when I say Muslims, I mean Muslims who are upon the Sunnah, who are having some mistakes. Not like the Rafida, the Shia, no. Or the extreme Sufi, no. Because they are then going to teach them curriculum which is also full of shirk. Wallahu a'lam. On Uzbek, we have a question from Fawarir. Says, what about the ones who are born with mental disabilities? What are they? What are their state in the last day? Not only those, but everybody who did not reach the da'wah did not reach him when he is mature enough to understand it, to know it, then these people are called Ahl al-Fitra. Either disabled, mentally disabled, or maybe physically disabled, like one who is born deaf and deaf, dumb and blind. He can't talk, he can't hear, he can't see. So this person, his mentality is okay, is able mentally, but he cannot out, he cannot receive. He cannot receive. So this person and the like, and those who are living in remote places where they cannot hear of the da'wah of Muhammad at all, like those who are in the depth of Africa or something like that, and the jungles far away from the modern life, and they do not know what is Islam, what is Muslims, they never hear of that. Like these people, are called Ahl al-Fitra, and they are going to be examined in the day of resurrection. They are going to be able to know, and Allah Ta'ala will send them a messenger on that day, and Allah Ta'ala will examine them. We are sending them a messenger, and some hadith says that Allah Ta'ala will examine them in a way or another. Allah knows best. But they are going to be tested on that day, and whoever passes based on what is in his heart, he will get to the Jannah, and whoever will go to the fire. Allah Akbar. Second question for Qawari says, just recently I was looking at the Salat in Mecca as full, and while they were praying, someone screamed out Mahdi. Yes, this was last week, last, I believe last Thursday, But alhamdulillah, may God stroke him. Or it seems that he is he has a mental problem. It seems a lot of it. Now, so my question is, in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, who is Al-Mahdi? And when will come out? We spoke about this in the depth of the science of the hours, of the hour. And we said that Al-Mahdi is one of the, as Rasulullah said, he's one of the tribe of Rasulullah, and he will be in the same name of Rasulullah, and his father's name will be the same father, same name of Rasulullah's father. And he will come when the whole year, including Makkah, will be full and full of unjust. And he will come to build justice. Now, which, yani, until now, I don't see that it is the time for it. Because alhamdulillah, we here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia are living with, yani, a great amount of justice. I can't say that, yani, 100%, but it is not less than at least 70 to 80%. So this is itself an indicator that it's not planning for Al-Mahdi to come out. And during 32 years ago, there was a man called Muhammad Abdullah, and his mother is from the descent of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but his father is not. Was Qahtani. He claimed that he's Al-Mahdi, and there is a very great sign to show that he's not, because Al-Mahdi will come to places and to world which is full of unjust oppression, zulm, and he will come to remove this zulm and the places with justice, with adl. What happened is that this man and his supporters came to Al-Masjid al-Haram and captured it for 17 days. No any prayer, no any single prayer is done. No tawaf has been practiced. But lots of Muslims were killed. They had guns and they were on the highest of the minarets and the suburb of the Masjid al-Haram, and they locked all the doors and they started shooting Muslims inside and outside the Masjid al-Haram. So this shows that, this shows very clearly that this wasn't Al-Mahdi, because he came with terror, he came with anger, he came to kill innocent, he came to stop people from worshipping Allah in Al-Masjid al-Haram. These all are indicators that he was only false Mahdi, if we call him Mahdi. Allah Allah. From Palto, Sister Umlayla says, Hazratullah, Ami wa Iyak. What is the ruling of a man who does not live too close to the masjid? He attends maybe like 20 minutes by car, establishing a jama'ah in his home with his family members, even sitting time for the Jum'ah, for the Jama'ah to be established. He is a distance away where he could not hear the Adhan, but he probably would travel even further than that for matters relating to this dunya. Well, first of all, I think this person is living in the West, and I don't know where in the West that people can hear the Adhan if they are in their homes. Nobody can hear the Adhan there. But, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Salatul Jama'ah is obligatory among those who can hear the Adhan, who can hear the Adhan. But is it an excuse? What is the reward that is missing? The Prophet said that Salatul Jama'ah, meaning in the masjid, is greater than the person who stays in his house or in his market or in his office by 27 times. So why one loses this all viewer if he can't reach the masjid? Now, and the masjid is the place where you don't any, see or find anything that might annoy you because you are in the masjid. Unless in the masjid is not masjid of sunnah, yeah, probably you're going, of course you're going to be annoyed by the bid'ah. So that's why I say now, that's why I say it is better for one to go to the masjid. But if he doesn't go to the masjid because he doesn't hear the adhan, it's not a sin because it's related to the adhan. But however, how come people witness that this person is a Muslim and a practicing? That's why seeing him in the masjid. And that's why Ibn Mas'ud used to say that one of us used to be very courage to stand in the room in the masjid, and the prophets did not used to attend. So this is the opinion of Ibn Mas'ud. There is a question from BTWN Fear in Hope. Where is Salafiyya, and should we call ourselves Sunni, Salafi, or just Sunni? I refer you back to a khutbah of mine, not this last Friday, the Friday before, and I spoke about the doubt around Salafiyya. And I had a khutbah sometime earlier called "This is Salafiyya" or "Here is Salafiyya," and I clarified what is Salafiyya. Salafiyya basically means to be upon what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions. That is basically, that is Salafiyya. And the word Salaf means the people who were before you. And in English it is called the predecessors. So the Salaf, the predecessors, could be Salih, could be not Salih. Now, could be Salih, could be not Salih. Right? The Salih we call them, as in English they call them pious predecessors. So when you are talking about the pious predecessors, you're talking about the proper religion. You're talking about the companions, the Prophet of Allah, the companions, the students of the companions are called the Tabi'in. So you are a descendant of these people. You are following them in the way as Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين وليه ما تولى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين and he follows other ways or he follows ways other than ways of the مؤمنين, the believers. So the believers in this ummah have been the Prophet Muhammad and his companions come after him, and then the students of the companions, and so on and so on. So basically, Salafiyya means to be upon what Rasulullah was upon and his companion. Now whether, I don't know why the terminology has a sensitivity and is a problem. We call ourselves Salafi. We call the way we are upon Salafiyya because people choosing different names. Today, the whole Muslims have many different names. Many different names to the whole world or the whole Muslims. Right? It's not only one name or two, but many. And you can see, as for example, in the old days that we had the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, the Asha'ira, the Shia, the Sufis, and today are the Berries, the Bandis, the whatsoever, many other names which Rasulullah did not even know about them, but he informed us and warned us against this kind of partisanship. And Isa salam commanded us to be of the Sunni. So now when you say Sunni, the whole word means you are not Shia. But are you Sunni or not? There are Sunnis who call themselves Sunni. There are, you say you are Sunni. Are you from those Khawarij, Jihadis, Takfiris, or what? Fortunately today, many people are linking the word Salafiyah to many of the deviations and deviants and deviant sects, the like of Takfiris and Jihadis, and they call them Salafi Jihadis, Salafi Takfiris. So this is all wrong. The Salafi, the proper Salafi, is the one who only holds what Rasulullah Sallam was upon and the companions of Rasulullah Sallam. Upon the understanding of the scholars of Islam. Now, that is the way, but not to say that, and I don't know, why the whole concentration upon the Salafis and the Salafis? Why? From number of years we are hearing, is it from the Sunnah to say Salafi? Is it Subhanallah? No one asked, is it from the Sunnah to say Ikhwani? Is it from the Sunnah to say Tablighi? Is it from the Sunnah to say Deobandi, Bawlawi, Shi'i, Qadiani? Even today, and although that today they don't use the terminologies Jahmis or Mu'tazili, but there are many other deviant sects and groups and partnerships that call themselves names. So why no one ask about them? Why no one speak about them? Why only in Salafiyah? Is it because of people hesitating from Salafiyah? Or because of the misuse of the non-Salafis to this world Salafiyah by calling themselves Jihadi Salafis, Takfiri Salafis, whatsoever Salafis? And these are away from Salafiyah. Salafis cannot be like that. Salafis are not Takfiris. Because their Prophet wasn't Takfiri. Simply, they are following the Prophet, the companions. And the Prophet and the companions were not Takfiris. The Salafis are not, as they call themselves, Jihadis, these people. Jihadis, is this Jihad? Is this the Jihad? Or gangsters? It's a gang. Now, this is not Jihad. So, these all are false names linked to Salafiyah. But the proper Salafiyah is what Rasulullah Sallam was upon and the companion. If you are upon that, you are Salafi. Whether you call yourself Salafi or not. But, no shame to call yourself Salafi. Because as I said in that khutbah, Salafiyah equals Islam. That's it. I don't even say Salafiyah equals Sunnah only. No, but Salafiyah equals the whole Islam. The whole Islam. Now, so the proper Muslim is the one who Abun, what Rasulullah Sallam used to be Abun and his companion. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.